Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Here, just you want to sit by the
hey,
pool?
Hey, Raina, this is really nice. Kevin, come back to the pool with me.
Yeah. Let's just. We're not gonna get in the water with you. Let's just put our feet in. Okay.
Okay.
Not sure.
So, what do you like to do?
I'm. What do you mean? What I like to do? You know,
I like to cook. You know.
Oh yeah.
I cook all the time.
I love people. I love cooking. I love just a bunch of group of people cooking together, and then we eat like red peppers and crackers and some hummus, and we just like feed it.
I never had that. I cook with red peppers, but I never had them with hummus.
Yeah, like you just feed it to one another, but I don't want to do that with you. But with other people, with a bunch of people.
What's your favorite animal?
Oh,
mine's a dragon. Wait, that's not real.
They are real. They are so real.
That's cool. Yeah, you think that way?
That's why mine are unicorns.
Oh, that's not
unicorns,
real either.
Right? Sorry. Yeah. Hold on. I just get tired. My eyelashes are so
I can
heavy.
Tell. Who's the right person for you? Who's the right person for you?
Sorry, that hit was a little deep earlier. I just bro with people that go with the flow.
I
like to experience life.
I like to do that too. Do you want to do long distance? Do you want to do long distance with me? That's what I'm asking.
No. I just want chill. I just want to have chemistry with someone and
we have chemistry
chill.
Though. We have chemistry.
Yeah, it's a little soon there.
Is that too soon?
Yeah, that might be too soon.
Sorry, I've never kissed someone, dated someone, or had sex with someone.
I bet you cuddle like crazy, though. But it's crazy off the hook.
That's what mom says.
Yeah. I definitely think we met in another life. You want to hit?
I'm going to stay away from that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Really makes the date better, I promise you. But we met in another life, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. all right. Well, I'm going to go
can I just stare at you?
And pet my cat.
Or how about, can I go in for a hug?
Sure.
And hold you a little too long?
Okay. 3, 2. That's enough.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay. Let's keep in touch. Yeah.
Sure you don't want to hit? This is great.
Yes, that's a really long hit. And scene.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love!
She was higher than me on a gummy during our podcast.
She was high.
That was some fucking... I kind of think he was a little high, too, honestly.
Maybe.
Couldn't tell. Because he was
still needy as fuck. That whole conversation, I needed to be high to watch it.
That's what I actually want to ask. Not about the conversation. I want to ask, what was the play-by-play in your mind as you, Jake Anthony, were watching
it? It's full-body cringe for me every time he's talking to a woman. I'm like, all right. And that laugh that he does just... It does, like, every time he laughs, like, something tightens in my jaw.
Yeah.
I've started to become consistently annoyed with him. And I find him a creeper. That whole thing, what he said with the beads, he's like, oh, that's nice beads. First of all, the beads he had on, you can literally find in a sewer grate in New Orleans.
You know what? You have
opinions. He found those on the ground.
Yeah, and I want to tease people. We have announcements before you start getting into the beads, because you're going to go all off.
You're right.
And then we're going to be in the segment.
Those are beads that are that fall on you when you're like walking in Bourbon Street.
You would know.
And she's like, those are nice beads, which total. And he's like, what do you want to do for them? And I went, gross. It was just a weird fucking pervy thing to say.
What if Morgan Spector had on beads and he said, what do you want to do for them?
But I'm a slut. I'm into that.
Just not with Tyrae.
This woman was not into that.
No.
It's also very different because it's a man and a woman.
That's true.
This is TSL. This is the single life.
This is the single life. This episode was great. It's great.
Episode,
I love the series.
Episode, season 4, episode 9. I did not get the title.
The title either.
I bet it's Tyrae shoots his shot or something like that.
It's going to be better than I was watching this at the airport at like 5 in the morning.
Debbie sprays a spray can.
No, Single Life, have they've been terrible too.
Yeah, it's all been awful.
Hey, talk about while I'm looking this up. They've been the worst. So,
y'all, a couple of announcements. First of all, it is Monday. We're recording this. The If You Can Dream It show, our live podcast show tour, is on sale for everybody.
Hopefully.
We're still waiting on that Fort Lauderdale link. Thanks a lot, South Florida. You really showed up.
Yeah.
But we're hoping to get that tomorrow.
This episode is called Tyrae Shoots His Shot.
Shut up! Shut up! Okay. Put a pin in that, because, y'all, I'm a motherfucking witch, ho. I'm a motherfucking witch.
Oh, no.
Put a pin in that. That's weird. Well, that's weird.
Normally, I do think you're a witch, but it's also, they're doing
the
least. It's
the easiest thing possible.
They're doing the least.
So I want to tell you the witch story. But before I do that, I'm going to talk about announcements.
Y'all, I walked in, a poodle pulled a Maddie and said, I need to tell you something, but I'm going to tell you on the pod.
When you imitate my voice, I sound like the bitchiest, like, grocery store checker, like, checkout person, which is fair.
I think people say it's good.
So, y'all, the If You Can Dream It tour, the sale is live. All the other, the links seemingly are good. We do have our TBA cities, and I will tell you those now. So those are, where are they? I just had this.
Here, I have them. It's Charlotte, Los Angeles, Philly, Atlanta, Denver, Seattle, and we kept forgetting until we were in Austin. We forgot to tell y'all.
Seven cities.
Texas is getting us 3 times.
Yeah. Florida's getting us 3 times.
Yeah.
And Ohio twice. My 3 favorite states.
All states where women's rights are really accepted. The irony.
It's not even accepted. They're actively trying to take them away.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yet we only have 2 in California. 1 in New York.
It's true.
True. There you go. Maybe that's because in those states, y'all need, do y'all, well,
you need
Florida,
less gay.
Y'all need more gay because
yeah,
they're trying to take it away.
It's true. It's true. We're not going to Oklahoma, though, so.
No.
Nope.
No.
So, y'all, if you want, my suggestion, if you want VIPs, you should have bought those yesterday.
Yep.
We are sold out of Boston VIPs. Those went really quickly. The New York VIPs is a very low ticket alert. So I would not sit around on those.
No,
on your hands. The other dates are looking good right now. We can't wait to get out there and perform for you.
Very much.
Bring some friends. Also, if you're worried about coming to a show by yourself, don't be. People make friends. A lesbian met a girl there, and they made out with each other the whole time.
I thought she wasn't a lesbian. She was just kind of questioning that was a moment for her. Maybe it wasn't. Was she already out? I didn't know that.
I don't know if she was a lesbian, but she started making out with a girl.
I would love for someone to have their first same-sex experience at one of our shows.
I think that happened.
Hopefully not someone's husband with you.
Ooh, that's a no-brainer. That's going to happen.
But if you're in the, you don't have to be, if you're in the Facebook group, Den Mother Jackie,
Sissy Squad,
almost all in the Sissy Squad, she puts a, and it's pinned, but she puts a separate post for each city.
Yeah.
So that way sissies can all say,
hey,
who's going?
Meet up. Some people go to restaurants before, they get drinks after. This is a good time to meet the friend, your best friend you've never met before.
Hey, all I'm saying is, pace yourself. Don't get too ripped.
Don't
and
get
be
wasted.
That person.
Or don't be the megaphone.
Poodle will call you out.
I will attack people from the stage.
If you get too much, I will ask you to leave.
It's a zero tolerance policy for me this time around.
We work too hard to get ourselves
Thank
out there.
You. Thank you.
We do.
Professionals.
Love y'all. Not your show.
That's true. We're excited.
We are professionals.
I'm starting to buy. Someone asked me, the young man I'm seeing, currently seeing, Fauntleroy, said, do you have a budget for your costumes and stuff like that this tour? And I went, why are you asking? And I got super defensive. What do you mean? What do you mean? Do we need a budget?
I mean.
He went, well, that way you know what your margins are. And I was like, you're restricting me.
That's not a bad idea.
I agree with you. It's not a bad idea, but I immediately became defensive.
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea because you do go crazy with the costumes. However, in your defense, you're so cheap, you never spend a lot of money in costumes.
That's true.
I found y'all a
threadbare.
A bat knitted onesie for Poodle that I wanted him to buy, but it was... I didn't look at the price, and Poodle was like, that's $200.
$200.
Poodle's not going to pay for that.
I could have been the Wuhan bat flying around. Hey, come here. Why don't you buy you?
I'm not, but if you want to do that, we can't. I'm not worried about you overspending.
We should.
I like that, though. That's actually good business sense.
Can we have that in a business meeting and on
the
podcast?
You're the one that brought it up.
But I brought it up as an anecdote, not to talk about it seriously.
Well,
anyway, y'all, come see us. We're real excited.
I will say, if you want to see me a little sooner, Poodle has rehearsal, but this week, actually, at the...
It's me every time. I have rehearsal for my show.
At the Irvine Improv, I'm going to be doing... Kate Casey is doing a show, and she asked me to help her and do some little things. So that's going to be... If you go to Kate Casey, wherever she's in the Facebook group, there's a post, or Kate Casey CA is her Instagram, and she has a link tree, or like a link, you can go there to
click on... Kate Casey K.
Kate Casey K.
C-A.
So Kate Casey, I guess so. So, but I know, but I don't want people to go K-A-Y.
I know. I was just making a joke.
But now they're confused. They're going to say, I look for Kate Casey K. Because my sister's name is
Never Kate. Mind. Take the fun out of everything.
Anyway, K-K-C-C-A. That's where you can get tickets this Wednesday. See you there. I think. Maybe Chris Farrah's going to be there from DocuSweeties, too.
That sounds right.
And maybe Dylan and Patrick from Bad
Oh,
TV.
Fun!
Yeah.
Big home, old home week.
I could
old
be wrong about
week.
All of those.
Y'all, speaking of my show, We'll put this in the show notes too. The Indiegogo link is live for my show, The Seagull Song, by the theater company Write for Art. And the show opens in less than 2 weeks.
That's going to be great.
So from now on, from now and between the show opens, my voice is going to sound like John's, always.
Always.
Hey, Rilla, what a wrench.
What a wrench. What a wrench.
That's what it's going to be like.
If you
want to donate for the cost, basically it's basically for the designers and the actors, because I ain't making nothing.
But you can meet, there's two different tiers. You can meet Poodle or you can meet both of us.
Yes.
Like whatever you want to do. I'll be there on the 23rd.
I think there's a tier so you can just not meet you as well.
I'm fine with that.
There's an option.
Yeah. But I'll be very strict about it. Don't try to come and say hi for me if you only paid for Poodle.
Oh!
Well, no, because I want you to be supportive.
That's fair.
I normally personally wouldn't care. I'd talk to everybody if I could. That's what I did at Ben and Ronnie's show.
Yeah, when we were paraded up and down.
Oh, loved it.
I hated it.
Loved it. But I get it. Also, we're going to be doing an interview with Scott Evans, the host
from
of
Couple to Thruple.
Mm-hmm. Look, y'all, we're not as important. We get it. He's got a lot of shit going. So something could happen in his life. There could be breaking entertainment news and he could go off. But right now we're scheduled to
do it. Kendall Jenner and Bad Bunny are together again.
Yeah, exactly. Right now we're scheduled to do it on Wednesday morning, and the interview will probably go up that night. So
I think if Taylor broke up with Travis, that would be an emergency.
He would have an emergency on his hands.
That would be an emergency. Yeah.
I think not. February 28th.
That was much fun. No, it's Wednesday.
So Wednesday's a big day. That collab is dropping with them. So be sure to check that out. And what do we have March 4th coming up?
Seeking Sister Wife on the cringe tier, otherwise known as the $8 tier.
Anything else?
Happily Ever After. Two new couples were announced.
I was gooped.
I knew it would be Ashley and Manuel.
We knew that.
I knew it because it's too good to pass up. I think it's absolutely trolling to do Rob and Sophie. No one liked them. Was there anyone who's rooting for them?
No, but I keep telling you.
I know. I get it. But Happily Ever After is different than... I think that requires some level of... being interested in what happens. And I don't even think people are interested.
I don't think people are interested.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's... I think you have to be slightly invested.
Although no one is interested in Bilal and Shida anymore.
Yeah.
And they were on. Boy,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. No one was
but
interested.
I think that was due... I think they hadn't had... I don't think they'd had a black couple in a while.
That's true.
They had not had a black couple of... Well, they had... But Robert and Annie never did Happily Ever After.
Annie?
Yeah.
Why not? I would have loved it. Because I'm excited to see Ashley just go into all of these
states. Oh!
It's going to be great.
It's going to be, y'all, she's going to frustrate the fuck out of you and kind of stress you out through the screen. But it'll be worth it once we get another ugly crying in the crown in the car.
God,
that wedding was messy.
Oh, it was messy. It was so messy.
And how did Rob and Sophie have a nice beach wedding?
I know, because that's all they care about are appearances. That's all they care
Fair.
About.
Fair.
Anyway.
We got through all the announcements in almost 20 minutes. That was a lot.
What's your story? Why are you a witch?
Well.
I already knew it. I keep telling you to practice.
Well. We called the Happily Ever After couple because that's easy.
And we've called some of this Love is Blind. Y'all don't sleep on Love is Blind. It is good.
That's right. Love is Blind is nuts right now.
It's the best season.
Like, y'all, and things are coming out. So and someone had a girlfriend. They went in. Amber, who was with, not AD, but the other Amber. Amber had a whole boyfriend.
Trevor apparently had a girlfriend.
Broke up.
It's all... All of them are shit.
Jeremy was with a girl and lived with him in a house.
Yeah.
Engaged. They're all, Charlotte is, love is messy.
Yes.
Love is lies.
Apparently Mary Payne, someone, we had a couple of messages saying she goes really into all the tea. Y'all, I'm not going to listen to that. We already get enough of it. So
And also, I think that, to me, the show and how it plays out is more interesting than the than the tea.
Not that would, yes, support her, Mary.
No, I'm not saying
no,
that.
I just want to clarify my statement. Love Mary Payne, but it's just like, we already get enough of these trash people.
Yeah.
I don't want to go digging in their lives unless it's Lauren and Cameron doing something sweet.
I don't care really about that either. Anyway,
I like them. They showed up at a live show. You probably would cry.
I like them. I just don't want to watch them do anything sweet.
You said in Slack, you said, I don't want to see Rob's face again unless it's in gay porn. But I disagree. Because if you saw him in gay porn, you would rather him wear a pup mask, probably.
No, I would need him to, I would need, and but the thing, most important thing is he wouldn't be able to speak. Someone just shove a dick in his mouth.
Ah, yeah.
That would be necessary. Because anytime he talks, no. My story.
Okay.
So, remember, like, in December when I basically, because the person above me was just the, you know, my upstairs neighbor. It's become a joke for as long as I've been in the apartment. She's extremely loud. Mm-hmm. She clomps around like a Clydesdale. Mm-hmm. She vacuums at least twice, sometimes three times a week without animals.
Mm-hmm.
She's OCD, and she moves the furniture.
She does.
Every time.
Every time she vacuums.
It's really irritating. So she's very, very loud. And she made comments about when I had sex, about she could hear it. I've never told you about that.
You've never told me that.
Yeah, she made comments about it. Sorry if I'm putting in a performance down here.
How loud? You know what? I don't want to know. I don't want to know any questions.
So now I have a sock ready to go in their mouth or my mouth. or a jock strap, whatever I can get my hands on. So,
get your MeUndies jock strap.
Get your MeUndies jock straps. Maybe one of them's going in my mouth. So, I was doing my incantations with my candle, setting my intentions. And my intention was not to do anything bad to my neighbor. It was, I want you to move on from this place. This is not where you should stay. Mm-hmm. That was my intention. I want you to move on. That was the things I kind of repeated over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just, my neighbor's outside. She's been gone for like 2 months. So I thought, did I really get her away? And she's like, I said, hey, how are you? And she's like, hi, how are you? That's how she talks. She's an extremely basic woman.
This is a public show, so hopefully she doesn't listen.
I don't fucking care at this point.
Okay.
She's like, hey, how are you? And I'm like, how? And I said, you were gone for a while. Is she?
She's always nice to me.
She's nice, but who cares?
She's emotionally draining.
Nice people can be boring or draining.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck you if you're nice. You need something more. So I'm like, you were gone for a while. And she's like, yeah, I was gone for like 2 months. Like almost like I was shocked that I had a problem with that or I brought it up. And I said, oh, I said, well, I'm glad you're back. She's like, well, it's weird that you say that because I gave my notice today.
Really?
Yeah. So, and I'm like, oh, sorry to hear that I pulled in a performance. Oh.
Wow.
Then she's like, yeah, I was just like thinking to myself. And I just like heard in my head, it said, this is not where you should stay. This is not where I really need to be. She used my exact words.
Welcome to the power of the universe. I'm proud for
y'all, you. Y'all, I flipped out.
I'm telling you.
It was creepy.
Miss Uni's a literal bitch.
So you're not shocked by that at all?
I am not shocked at all because I believe in that shit. I'm very happy. I've been telling you forever to light your candle and do
I'm a
shit.
Manifesting witch.
I'm not shocked. I'm proud for you.
Thank you.
That is so, now, I do think that's astounding though.
Yes.
I think it's miraculous, and I 100, 110 degrees. I had a a thing just a couple
degrees.
Of weeks
what
ago.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I said that because you don't like it. I had an experience. I don't want to talk about it because it's kind of personal, but I had an experience like that 2 weeks ago that was just eerie. So I think it's confirmation that
I'm a witch.
You're a witch.
Don't you want that
I'm scared
also
a little now when I
don't
start
fuck
to think
with
of
me.
It. Now I'm
don't
starting
fuck
to rethink
with me.
This. Maybe that's why I'm not fully excited. Maybe I'm stepping back on this. So now, though, you should start setting like intention energy for who you want to bring into this place.
Good idea.
Someone has to live above you.
Also, you need to stop pulling tarot cards that ruin our tour at drop.
It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it.
But bringing energy in.
I brought energy. I'm fine with it.
But I'm saying without
you can't
knowing.
Have one revelatory thing about energy and think you're an expert.
I am.
Oh, God. You need to focus on who brings in, because if you don't think about it, you might get somebody worse.
Not possible.
Oh, don't say that.
Really?
Yes. Don't say that. You need to have good energy. I am so happy for you.
Yes, it's done. She's moving out at the end of the month, I believe.
It's a guy, right? Like she met a guy?
I don't think so.
Really?
She's like, I kind of want to float for a while.
If she, you know who, what she would be really good at? She would be great on Love is Blind.
She would fall
in love with someone so quickly.
Yeah. She's annoying as fuck.
So she's leaving the city?
I don't know. You know me. You would find out 1,000 things about this person. I try to make my conversations very short.
Wow. That is, you know what that is too? The reason why she used the same phrase, because that is the universe saying, hey, I'm a little bitch. If you don't take me seriously, I'll fuck you over.
Yeah.
So be careful what you say, what you put out
there. I agree.
Because I'm saying like heed the warning for you.
I whispered in the universe's ear.
Because sometimes you just go around saying shit.
Like you go around pulling tarot cards?
No, that's different. I was intentional about that.
But you don't know.
I'm learning it.
Okay. I just want you to become better. I think I want you to come better versed before you start.
I never said
with
I was an
magic.
Expert of it. I don't
yeah,
think
but
it's dark
it's,
magic.
It's magic. When you before you start doing
I think
it.
It's energy, but yeah, it's magic energy, whatever.
It's all I'm saying.
Thank you. I'm fine with it. Tarot sissies, don't email me because I don't care. I've already got one. I'll talk to her. Joni.
I want you to be intentional too.
No, yeah, that's true.
But maybe just know a little more.
All right.
I just don't want you to do something and invite weird energy.
I don't think I do, but sure, I do. Whatever.
Ty Ray.
Speaking of in New Orleans on a voodoo tour.
In this sweaty, stinky, seedy bar. God, y'all, I cannot tell you any place I want to. I would rather not be. With horrible music playing,
it just looks humid.
It's sweltering.
Just looks humid, y'all.
And y'all, he's looking forward to meeting someone who gives him all his firsts. Again, the efficient thing here would be a sex worker. It would be one payment. Knock out all this. The trifecta: first kiss. First date,
you gotta
first
give
fuck.
That up. It's not gonna happen.
I refuse.
They wouldn't put it on TV. But the brother should do that and just not tell him.
I agree. And hire someone and make it look like she's coming on to him.
Yeah, and then after their one night of passion.
Kind of like what I did for you.
Yeah. You never did it because you can't afford, because you don't want to pay for anybody.
Well, they came up to you, but they had too many teeth missing.
Yeah. Yeah, and then after that, like this one night of glory and love, she can tell him, look, I'm so sorry, but I'm dying, and today's my last day. And then she'll just go away, and it'll be a memory for him. Or she'll say, she's got to be dead. Anything else, he would chase her.
Good
if
point.
If she said, I'm moving to Japan, he'd go.
You're right.
So she's got to, unless...
She needs to
say,
don't come look for me, Tyree. I'm dead now.
Yep. Death or space. Or she could say, hey, I'm an astronaut and I'm going to the space station for the rest of my life.
I've been chosen for the next Biosphere.
Yes.
And I'm going to be there for 8 years.
Going to Houston to do that thing.
And then,
forever.
And then after 8 years, he's there with flowers.
Right outside. Just wait for it, and then she's not there.
This needy motherfucker.
Yeah.
I just...
Bless him.
It's past that for me. It's feeling someone needs to take control of the situation. He's going to wind up creeping out every girl he's with. People aren't telling him. He needs like the pickup artist or something. He needs an actual education, not by his brothers. He needs someone who'll be tough with him. How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
I mean, I don't know if I think that. I don't know if tough love is the best for him.
Well, he needs someone who's not going to let him get by with saying creepy shit.
He doesn't know.
I'm saying. Anyway, he meets Raina. Also, I thought there's literally a rainbow flag behind them. I'm like, aren't they in a gay bar?
I don't. Maybe they're just. I don't know. It's trendy to be gay.
It's also
now.
New Orleans. Yeah. It is trendy. I remember when people threw rocks at gay people.
They still do. In our country, even.
That's true.
They do.
It's, I guess it depends on where you go.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, definitely. He likes her. He's because thick girls are it girls. He's ready for it.
He meets her and says, he's like, how old are you? And she says, guess. Y'all, there's never a good answer to this question. But he guessed 22.
I think it's never a good thing to say guess, especially when you're a hard 25.
I was going to say that.
She did not look 25 to me. You can tell that Raina's lives had her fun.
She also mentioned getting her master's. Like, was that someone else? I think that was someone else. Maybe I'm wrong.
I missed that.
She
thinks he's a ball of sunshine. I just want to give him a big hug. And I think he's a real genuine person and the ball's in his court.
So y'all, he's like, maybe we can hang out tomorrow or Sunday. I'm like free all day. It's like, whatever. I'll delay my trip.
Whatever you want to do. I'm here. Do you want to stay longer?
Y'all, is it just, there are people out there, when I watch this, my whole body just turns inside on itself.
Why? Because he was really selling himself. He said he was sweaty and that he gets sweaty a lot. And he said he's 33 and doesn't have a job. Like,
it's just, you know what it is? It's just,
It's how he participates in the conversation. It's never to play tennis. It's like he's waiting for her to say something.
Well, I think you, well, everybody does, but I think especially knowing you, you want someone not to take control, but for someone to be a little more assertive in conversation.
I need that because I will assert, I will otherwise dominate.
I don't think that's ever going to be him.
No.
No.
So, and he's like, should I look, start looking for apartments? God, yeah, not kill me.
It's not funny. I see, I think we're...
Is that a line you would use?
No, I don't think he needs tough love. I think he needs someone he goes on a date with and they say that. And they say, yeah, that's creepy. Like, he almost maybe needs to be learn on the job.
Oh, like a dating coach.
He does. Yeah. Not the one Darcy used, that terrible person.
No. So, anyway, he says, he's then she's like, should I look for apartments? She's like, no, she's because I'm probably not going to be here for very long. So you won't, I'm not going to show you where I live. I wouldn't.
No, not at all.
And she's like, so, because when you, she's like, when you, you know, you, when you look too hard, you like miss things and you just need to let it come. And she's basically giving him that advice. Mm-hmm. He's not hearing it though.
No.
That's why I'm thinking, that's why I suggested someone with more tough love. Mm-hmm. Because I think all of being nice is not going to get through to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think dating coach is the best option. Because if it's a coach, then he'll.
Yeah. So that's when we have the beads thing. And he's like.
I'm just worried if it's his brother's giving him tough love. Then he's going to shut down and not say
no,
anything to him.
It can't be his brothers. That's what I said before earlier. It cannot be his brothers. It needs to be someone he hires.
I think a dating coach. Yeah.
So he's like, what do you got to do to him? He's like, what are you going to do to give me the beads? Now, if you know anything about New Orleans lore, does he not know that is basically telling her to take it to show her boobs?
No, I think he does know because he wouldn't have said so. But he wouldn't have asked her, like, what are you going to do? But I think he doesn't know. He thought maybe that's just you get beads from doing something physical, sexual. Whereas
what
I know,
dumbass.
It's just you show your tits.
Yeah.
That's how women get beads. And I guess guys show their dick, right?
No, that it doesn't work that way.
That's what they told me when I was there.
That's a different level of getting beads from guys.
Oh.
Guys do show their penises,
uh-huh.
But it's not as kind of like all-encompassing as women showing their boobs.
I got so many beads because that's what I thought you had to do.
No, it's kind of gender-weighted.
Okay.
Where...
I think I listened to the wrong people.
Yeah, I would say so.
What?
Anyway, again,
that
what I mentioned...
That looks terrible on your arm.
I know.
Is it from...
It's from moving my keyboard around. Holding it.
It looks like a thumbprint.
This is from moving my keyboard.
God, and I think about all the bruises you've had in the shapes of fingers. I'd move out too if I was your neighbor. The shit she heard.
So, first of all, this was when she decided, I'm not even spending any time with this guy. He's a creep. Because she, yeah. And then later on, he's like, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek. And actually, he didn't even say kiss. He went, he did his face like that. And I went, you're a fucking creep. You don't even know how to act.
And he said, oh, sorry, that was a little awkward. I'm like, you made it awkward.
Yeah. He's a fucking creep.
So he tells his brothers, yeah, I got her number. So we see them later. We kind of already talked about that. But I don't know. She is definitely here because she wants some money, y'all. Because she's probably getting paid to do this.
She was getting paid.
At least a day rate to film. Yeah, she's probably, maybe it was $100.
I like it. The brothers were, his brother, it's like, so we're going to go back. I don't know if they let him have time with her or they're like, yeah, they got some really good weed here, so we're going to stay.
Wherever Raina is, it's a party.
So they go back and that was basically the scene. And he keeps saying, yeah, I want to see you and a kiss later. And it's just, the whole thing feels like an exercise in a lack of consent here from the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm just like, you don't see dating as getting to know someone. It's like, what can you get? Someone needs to sit down with him and tell him that's not how this fucking works. And it's gross to me.
I don't get triggered, but I don't think it's gross. I think it's just, I think he just has no idea what actual love is, and not even in a relationship standpoint. Yeah. But I imagine that probably even his familial relationships are strained.
Yeah.
Or especially with, I don't know. I just feel like he's has no business dating anyone or being in a relationship without.
Yeah.
Do you think that all it would be, is he aware that all it would be a pity kiss? Is that fine for him?
I don't think he realizes that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think, yeah. That's why I can see where it's seen as creepy. That's why I don't get creeped out, though, by him, because I don't think he has any idea how creepy he is, what he's saying or
doing. I get secondhand cringe because of how these women feel.
Yeah.
That's what it is for me.
Well, hey, it's on Raina. She went to a second location.
She had to go to a second location with him. But he's going to shoot a shot, y'all. And basically the whole thing of that scene, and I wrote down, Tyray, you just got friend-zoned.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ashton Kutcher comes in with a backwards hat and goes, you got friend-zoned!
Boo, 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 boo.
I also thought, why does this feel like the last episode of his story?
Because I think it is. I feel like it is. I felt like we have 9, wow. 10, 11, 12 more episodes. What are we getting?
I don't know. This is episode 9, though. Okay, if this is the last episode, this was an extremely bleak arc for Tyray. So it matches his first storyline of Before the 90.
I mean, pause. I don't know if it's bleak. I think it's better than his last storyline. He actually...
Is it?
I think so. I think that he's... Yeah, I think that the fact that he's going out and actually getting... Even if it's turned down by people, he's at least getting himself out there to ask people out. Because before, yeah, he's been too nervous to even do that.
That's true. I guess I'm seeing it from a perspective of the way you tell a story, that he hasn't changed. I don't feel like he himself, Tyray, his behaviors have changed, but he hasn't really changed. I still think his ideas of what he thinks about dating and women are have not changed at all.
That's probably not, but I don't know.
I guess you can't do a lot in a show.
I guess you can't do a lot of show, and also I don't know if he'll, I don't know if he's gonna, if his opinions of women are going to change unless he is in relations with, yeah, women.
He needs a female dating coach. Probably.
But he's also got to be with these people and get his heart broken and have experiences.
Well, to get your heart broken, you need to date.
You know, in a weird way, I think this is growth for Tyray.
What do you mean? Yeah, maybe, but it's just so cringe. Boy, doesn't know how to date at all.
Well, not everyone's an expert like you.
I know what I want, and I get it, and I won't apologize.
Oh, Lord. And look, I'm not saying the man doesn't need a lot of therapy.
Speaking of, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. And Tyray needs to bring that ukulele to a therapist, look her dead in the eye, because he really should have a woman therapist, because then he will fall in love with her, because it's Tyray, but then he can work through that for a couple of years. But after that, he should look her dead in the eyes, start playing that ukulele, and sing, rebuild me, rebuild me. My dad was shot in a park, and I'm 33 with no job, because my sibling stuck me with my mom. Rebuild me, rebuild me.
That's a nice high note.
Thank you.
Wow. I was just going to say that it was good for him to at least just go up and talk to people, talk to women, and know they might turn him down anyway.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with that, Tyrae. Bless.
I mean, I do agree with you about therapy, but he is putting himself out there. And for someone like him, that's incredibly vulnerable and scary.
Fair.
But if I was Tyrae's therapist.
Tyrae, for the love of God, please see someone.
Yes, please. If I was his therapist, I would acknowledge that sometimes the best relationships happen when both people put in the work and maybe get a little bit uncomfortable in the process. Because at the end of the day, that's what makes a great relationship.
Wow, that's the same model I use for my sex life. We get uncomfortable and it does work.
Now I'm uncomfortable. But sure, my own therapist challenges me on this all the time. I hate approaching people in a bar like Tyrae did.
Well, that's because you usually just stare at them like a hungry raccoon staring at a trash bin.
Well, that's what Laura from Love is Blind does.
Yeah, and things worked out really well for her.
Fair. But my therapist does remind me that nothing great in life comes from avoiding things. Yes, the disappointment sucks, but it also is a great way for me to start developing coping skills. And as he says, my life becomes more worth it when we start taking chances.
What do you say to taking chances?
Focus.
What? It was Celine.
You know, that's on me.
Thank you.
So, sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Sissies, become your own soulmate.
Whether you're looking for one or not, visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Okay, time for sparkles. Y'all, we're going to...
John!
We're going to save someone else for the end.
We're going to save Natalie Nunnally.
Yeah, let's save John.
John!
He's at a... I think this is almost feels like it's just setting up there. Although, if he moves, I mean, he's moving to Texas. So that's going to be a very different Patrick and Thais on Happily Ever After.
They're going to be completely uninteresting.
If, without John. Although we see John in the this season on. Yeah. So maybe they just fly him back.
Yeah. Megan has not been very responsive.
No. And he's nervous about it.
And
hasn't called him back.
And he kind of goes at Patrick and Thais about what they said to her.
They're at a bowling alley.
What?
And Patrick kind of says the same thing that John said to him whenever John gave Patrick shit.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like it's either just for the show or Patrick is doing this because Thais wants him to get back at John.
It's so fucking petty then.
Because it's kind of not Patrick to do it.
Yeah.
I think he would be totally fine with it, but it feels like Thais is just at night, just whispers in his ear.
I don't even think Thais would do that.
Maybe.
She
really hated John, if you don't remember from that season.
It just feels like the whole argument was mean, and he basically goes in on them, and then Patrick's like, well, I'm just making sure you don't drown. He's like, what do you mean? I knew how to swim when I was four. I knew how to swim when I was four. You threw me in the water. I'm swimming.
That was a good lie.
You gave me a cold beer in the pool. I was drinking beer when I was four. I could be 8 beers in and swim.
Swim like nothing.
And John says, well, I plan on being with her.
And he's like, well, I worry about the kid thing. And John brings up again, I don't want babies.
There's no babies.
There's a difference. I don't know if that is. If she wants more children, unless you're just both planning on adopting 9-year-old adult children, there will be babies.
I think this is all him having lots of ideas about what a relationship, what monogamy would have looked like 5 years ago or when he was living with them. And now he doesn't want to, now he's having to kind of reckon with those thoughts. Mm-hmm. And so he's now processing his way into some version of monogamy that would work. So I don't think John knows what he wants right now.
No, I don't think so either.
And I don't know what to believe because he is so excited to. I do feel like he loves this woman.
I think so too.
I
think very much.
And she seems like she's on barbiturates a lot to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
Well, or maybe they, you know, look. A lot of people get together because they're both alcoholics because they like
that
to drink
might
together.
Be that
I'm not
might
saying
be it
she
too.
Is, but I'm just saying that could be a reason.
Yeah. But no, she's on like she's on downers. Like
I like it when Patrick says, "Well, you're not moving there," and John says, "I'm probably moving there." Like that was his response.
And Thais like, "How do you even know you love her?"
And it's kind of like, because they're trying to say, she said, we dated for years.
3 years.
We were figuring that out. So I told you, it felt like they were dating for a long time, but maybe they're not.
You know what my comeback was? He should have been, at least I spoke English. But wow. I will say, her English has gotten so much better.
Yeah. I forgot she didn't. So, but it made me think, well, maybe they haven't really known each other that long.
I don't know.
And that is a little bit of a red flag that he's just wanted to up and move to San Antonio. To the Riverwalk?
He's FaceTiming Megan? And he basically says, listen to what I say, not to what they say, because I'm thinking about moving. She's kind of overcome here. And she's excited. And I want to be a family. I want to make a family.
So he's going to pack his car, get the ball rolling.
Hopefully
it's official.
The car won't break down again. It's official. I'm moving.
John says, I want to wake up to next to you and tell you how beautiful you are.
And very then sweet. I want to go tell you what, and fuck you to death with that vibrator. With old Abigail.
Multiple orgasms. Multiples.
Abigail! Ah! That's good. That's good, Abigail.
All right.
I need to put on some more wake makeup, Julian.
I was just waiting for you to start.
The sun makes it melt right off of me.
Just waiting.
Okay, she looked like a drag queen.
She did.
She was wearing like that white makeup around her eyes.
Too much. Did she just paint on the metal door, Debbie?
Yes, that's her graffiti.
All right.
Yeah.
I got expecting something more from her.
Today, Julian is meeting Ruben the Cuban.
And he
was treating me like I was precious cargo.
This is the thing. Julian always does too much on camera. He does not know how to be himself. And it makes the scenes feel fake. Even though I feel like Debbie and Ruben, their correspondence was probably pretty authentic.
I agree with you. I don't think any of this is fake.
But Julian's behavior on camera.
It's just a little bit like, okay, maybe he gets nervous from it.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
And y'all, they're doing graffiti, and he's like, you have a permit for this?
Julian says, I just look at him.
Ain't nobody got a permit for graffiti.
No. And Julian says, I just look at him, and I think he's a little strange. And I went, honey.
Look who he's with.
We love your mother, and she wants to start an alpaca / craft / paint community.
Yeah.
Like, And it's the and normally most people would go, "What a weird thing to do." But when Debbie says it,
makes sense to me.
You're like, "That's perfect sense."
Ruben says, "All the women I've dated before have been men. I mean, blondes."
He did. I don't think he's gay.
No, it's not gay. It's a weird vibe. He's like the weird uncle. It's a strange vibe.
Something's off.
Yeah.
Something's off. I don't know what it is. We find out he's worked for a lighting company for 10 years.
And y'all know what happens with people who work for lighting companies.
It's almost like...
I don't know.
I was like, what happened?
I don't know.
You fucked one of them in the show in Dallas?
Yeah. You fuck them at your shows in Dallas.
What? I wonder, though, if someone did someone like really break his heart or something like that? Because he said, you know, beauty, he's very much already like beauty goes away. None of that matters, which is true. It all goes away. But he's just trying to say that none of what Debbie looks like matters to him.
Yeah. Which, see, Jimmy, well, I know looks don't matter from Love is Blind. Y'all, fucking episode 10 of Love is Blind. I can't say a word about it, but holy God.
Yeah.
Get ready on Wednesday night because the episode 10 is, woo!
Yeah.
You thought that scene, someone, they've been calling it.
The first like 10 minutes of 11.
I haven't watched it.
Because we're doing both of them tomorrow now. So, it's going to be.
There's been a thing up that says Laura Order SVU.
Ooh. Whoa.
I think that's going to go down as probably one of the most iconic scenes in Love is Blind history.
100%.
I'm still thinking about it.
100%. Anyway, y'all.
So then Julian, I can't say his name besides the way Debbie does it. And she's like, ever been in trouble with the law? He's like, nope, never. Kind of his eye twitched a little bit.
Also, poor Sarah Ann. Not poor Sarah. She's going to get killed online.
She made her bed.
She made her bed, yeah.
She made her fucking bed.
She made her bed. That's all we can say. That's all we can
say. I don't feel sorry for her. Anyway, and Julian tells him about Oshama, and he didn't know anything about Morocco. Ruben was shocked this man was 24 she was with.
Y'all, that's not... I think Debbie is someone who doesn't lie to lie, because she's all about the truth. But
lies of omission.
She omits things because she doesn't want people to feel uncomfortable, but that's a big thing to tell someone.
And
that she's still giving that family money.
I could not believe that.
Oh, I could. That made a perfect sense. She's codependent as fuck.
Yeah. No, I can believe she would do it. I was surprised to hear it.
I was not.
Yeah.
Was not.
And he says, I don't need any money from your mom. Which I believe.
I believe that too. He's like, I'm good. I'll be honest. Something's a little off. Maybe he just got his heart broken. But in another way, I kind of like Ruben the Cuban a lot.
I still think this relationship has the most potential of...
Potential.
Of all of them this season.
I kind of think so, too.
And that's fucked up.
I think they could live in Miami. I think Debbie would love living in Miami.
I agree.
But I do think Debbie needs to live... I think this is more of maybe not a relationship where you live with someone all the time.
Yeah.
But maybe this is... Debbie has her male friend, and a flight from Atlanta to Miami is not that expensive.
I agree.
Maybe it's like every
week, every 2 weeks.
Not even 2 weeks. Like every 2 months, they spend like a week with each other.
That doesn't constitute a relationship for a lot of people.
I don't know. She's got her art. She's got her house. When she's hurt, do you really want to pick up your life and just move?
I think
although she moved to Morocco.
I think that's great, but that is not high stakes for a show.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Moving on to...
inimicus tuo. Amen.
was really discordant.
I liked
didn't
it.
Follow me.
I liked it.
You were kind of quarter tone sharp. But
I
that's
thought
okay.
it was great. You're a little flat.
No, I was starting this thing first, so you guys go with me. Y'all, we found out that Natalie wanted to be a nun, which tracks.
No, not only track, everything makes sense now. It's all just, this is what I love. Thank God her mother came to town, because her mother is so stuck in the past with this woman and is punishing her daughter for her past mistakes.
Yeah.
Even though she's not saying that, it all of it makes sense with Natalie.
Her mother's a monster.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
I feel sorry for Natalie a little
Me
bit.
Me too.
Ugh.
Y'all, this woman.
I think she doesn't fix the back of her head because I think there's probably another face back there. Like Voldemort.
This woman constantly has something to say about,
right.
has a judgment on what her daughter does. And you can see Natalie go into the 500-yard stare as soon as her mother starts talking. She disassociates because she can't feel it. It's, y'all, you're witnessing the cause and effects of mental illness. It's right there in front of you.
And I don't think it's, maybe it's some of it, but I don't know if it's a cultural thing as much because we've had other 90 Day Fiancé people from Ukraine and that have met like Yara.
But
her
this,
mom is not
this
like this.
This mother is special.
I don't want to. I say that because at first I thought, am I just like not? No, this is, like you said, mental illness.
Yeah, this mother's crazy.
Like this would be, I mean, Natalie should just start her own Lifetime movie at this point.
So y'all, what do you do when you're single, alone, with no job and no prospects?
And it's raining in Los Angeles.
You freeze your eggs.
You freeze your
eggs. Or go to a fertility clinic.
Go to a fertility clinic.
Which is very expensive.
She goes, the best one. The best one. Y'all, here's what I want to know. This is what doesn't add up and smells. It's like smells a little stink. If Josh is paying for your car.
Yeah.
And Josh is paying for your apartment.
Yeah.
And Josh is not your boyfriend anymore.
Yeah.
Who's paying for these things?
Exactly.
Which leads me to believe the show is paying for these things.
That leads me to believe it as well.
Because they know that she's that good television.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe she's paying for a car because she got money. Enough money. But
maybe.
I think the show is paying for her apartment.
I agree. So, y'all, yeah. She was talking about having, trying to have a child with her second husband, but she said they did do IVF and had two miscarriages, which is very sad.
Very.
And mom said, if two people love each other, then they will get pregnant. Can you imagine
yes.
that screaming in your ear?
Well, she literally took a step further and says, just by love. Just by love. And then she goes on to say, if the harmony is there between two people, then it just works. So she's basically insinuating because Natalie can't get along in her relationship, she is causing herself to be sterile from her
yes,
lack
she was
of
barren
emotional
because
connection.
She was barren because she didn't try hard enough in a relationship. There wasn't enough love.
And one thing we know for sure, you can get pregnant by somebody you hate. There's a lot of sissies out there that know that truth.
You could get pregnant with no love involved.
No love involved.
That's the truth.
In fact, I would almost argue to say if you are repulsed by someone, that's often the person that knocks you up.
God, this mother. So she talks
what
about.
What if you have a. Oh, God. What if you have a gay guy who moves above you? What if you have a guy who's sluttier than you and like pulls your grinder, your the gym people pulls them from you?
We'll just have to. First of all, either I fuck them or I destroy them. It's a binary.
You can't fuck them. You can't. You won't ever. I know you. You will not ever fuck your neighbor.
Why not?
Because you never. You won't. Because you're
but
too
I've never
scared.
Lived in a hot with a hot neighbor
you're
before.
Too scared of the consequences though
yeah I would worry about them kind of moving in and also I would think about I would hear them having sex upstairs and say I wonder if he thinks he's better than me
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. I'd need to murder him then.
So you can't have a gay guy.
So I would fuck him, and then I'd murder him.
Let us know in the comments, whether it's on Patreon or what type of neighbor does Poodle need?
I wonder if I could wall him up in the fake
fireplace
there.
Possibly.
These are things I think about.
As long as you put a tube for him to breathe.
No, he's dead. I kill him.
All right. let's move on. Keep going with Nunnally.
So to answer your question, I fuck him, then I murder him. There's no other option.
Sissies,
if he's gay.
What does Poodle need? Let us know.
Because otherwise, I'm always going to be thinking about fucking him.
What's different?
But
always thinking about fucking.
I'm saying if someone's above me, it would drive me crazy to madness.
Just thinking about the fucking?
No, thinking about not fucking him, about the opportunity that's getting
that
passed.
Someone else is fucking him and you're not, if
yes.
you thought.
Yes.
Boy, Enneagram 4 runs deep.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, the only option, I bang him and it's the last, he breathes his last breath and he dies.
What if you have not an attractive gay guy or someone you don't deem attractive?
That's the best of all possible worlds.
What happens, though, if you don't think he's that attractive, but then you're looking on your scruff or your grinder or
he's pulling guys that are hot?
And he's pulling guys that are hot that you're not able to fuck.
That doesn't work in my world. That's illogical. And I don't recognize it as true. And then I murder him. Because he must be some emissary here from a different who's conjuring. And so, I would need to use stronger magic.
So not a gay man, pretty much we're at.
I'd prefer a quiet woman.
Okay.
A quiet single woman.
Not a lesbian or queer bookish. Woman. They have way mystical powers.
Who's bookish and who likes to stay up early at night, lay up late at night, doesn't keep.
So Marion the librarian from.
Yes, that's who I need. Man. And doesn't mind gay screaming.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's just not the sex, that's us.
Yeah, mm-hmm, exactly.
I will say your neighbor, current neighbor, did tolerate Mothgate.
That was very loud.
That was very loud. So, okay, so. She says, so after the IVF, she was 28. She had the miscarriage. And she said, then
I was going to church.
She had her second divorce. And she got so involved with church, she was doing the stages of becoming
a nun.
Service.
I was going to be a nun.
With such joy.
But my family did not want me to do it.
No, your mom.
Yep.
Because your mom wants grandkids.
Needs a grandbaby.
That's all your mom talks about.
And that's this. Natalie is her only child.
It is my child I have dreamed, but I'm not getting younger.
Anyway.
God, this episode is good.
And the mom's like, well, you know that a woman can give birth up to 50, 55, even if she does sports even longer. I expected her to say, if she does sport.
She said that in front of the doctor, the fertility, who thankfully doesn't speak. Are they speaking Russian or
Russian? Probably.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, "So will the insemination happen with the husband?" And the doctor goes, then Natalie, the coup de grace here is Natalie's like, "So, I want the most the good stuff you have." So Natalie was basically saying, I want the premium jizz.
She wants...
Where do I get A1 spunk?
Spoken like a reality gaze listener, a sissy.
Where do you keep the good stuff in the back?
And they do this thing...
Good vintage.
They meet with Annie, and they're looking at these pictures of donors, and you're seeing these profiles... And you feel like it's going really well. Natalie is smiling.
I screeched.
And then cue the music, the off-tune violins. She just stares down and just like Kalani, trying to stare for that vortex to swallow her whole.
She goes, I like this essay, but this is just paper. I will have to see if we have anything in common.
And the woman goes...
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this
she
works.
She thinks this is a dating app that someone gives their sperm, and instead of Love is Blind, it's Spunk is Blind.
Spunk is Blind.
Is Spunk Blind. And someone just gives their spunk and then later have a child and say, congratulations, you have to get married and have child with this person. Here's your crib. Is that
Here's
what happened?
Your crib. But I got man milk from clinic, and then I met the man that I liked him, and now he loves me.
And now he loves me. We have baby together and child.
I want a baby with someone I love and someone who loves me back. You're at the wrong fucking place, you dumbass.
You're at the wrong place, honey.
And then the mom, like a cue from heaven, says, maybe we should ask Michael.
And I wrote, and we're back.
And I went, you're the worst fucking thing in the world, you horrible goblin.
It really is like you see Natalie trying to like go out of her comfort zone and be someone else. And then just in a 3 second phrase.
Let's ask Michael.
We're back.
And guess what, y'all?
Guess who we see next week?
He's visiting.
Butter. We're seeing Butter next week.
Butter? The mom?
Well, no, we're seeing Michael, yeah.
Wow, what an episode.
Again, this is why it's my favorite, because it's just nuttery.
This segment, nunnally, as we said.
Yes, but nuttery.
Get to a nunnally. Yes. This segment, by the way, is just... I wish everyone on Single Life or even 90 Day Fiancé had the high stakes lunacy of Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I think Natalie, this is weird. Do you think with enough therapy, Natalie could be happy with someone?
No.
Really?
No, because
it's too much to overcome.
What with Natalie, I still don't know yet. It's because, and it might be both. Is it because she's so uncomfortable that she's not willing to change and she can't handle the uncomfortableness and the dysregulation
of changing?
She's
still stuck in a trauma response.
Or is it because she's a bit of a narcissist and is egomaniac and doesn't think she should stoop to that level?
I think
either.
It's that too.
I think there's a combo of both, and that combo leads me to believe this person is never going to change.
Well, we can just continue to watch her on
y'all.
Single Life Season 11.
Oh, 20. 20. And I'll watch it.
And she looks like the Serbian pop star that Plain Jane did on Snatch Game.
Did I watch Snatch Game? Oh, it was on Friday. I don't think I've seen that episode yet. Was that this last Friday?
Yeah.
You haven't seen the episode yet. I'm also behind on... Capote and the Swans.
It wasn't a good Snatch Game. Snatch Game hasn't been good in at least 3 or 4 years. They did made up characters too that no one had ever heard of. Tsunami came up with a character named the Gold Tooth Fairy.
That's stupid.
And it's just like, if you bring a character, sure. But if you don't have an idea of who the backstory of this person is, if you don't have a complete sketch in your head that you think you're going to be able to improv it, someone did James Brown. It was really good, too.
All right.
Yeah.
I got to watch it.
I won't spoil it.
Capote and the Swans.
Yes, I need to catch up on that.
I had to catch up on The Bad Batch. The Bad Batch is so good.
I watched an episode of The New Look on Apple TV about Christian Dior and Coco Chanel right after the Nazis took over.
Mm.
It's incredible, and it's beautiful, and Juliette Binoche is everything! And so is Ben Mendelsohn.
I sat by a woman, because apparently really Chanel was a spy. That's what they're saying, right? And because I know this because I sat by a woman on the plane who's a researcher.
Yeah.
And she researched, I believe, this show. She does. She lives in L.A. and Hollywood, researches all this.
We don't know yet. But
she said on the plane she was.
Well, thanks for spoiling it for all of our listeners. The end of the show, possibly. Thanks.
You're welcome.
But what the show sets up is the fact that
Christian Dior was made clothes for the Nazis' girlfriends and wives, and after World War II, people were asking about it. He's like, we do things in war to keep ourselves alive. And Coco Chanel's not really; she's out of it, and she's talking shit about Christian Dior. And it turns out she was a lot more involved than even he was in some of the Nazi circles.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so good. I loved it. If you love historical things about clothing, and everyone's at the top of their game. Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones plays his sister.
Well, what's his name? Who's
John Malkovich is in it.
On Capote, he's supposed to be fantastic. The actor that plays this week, James Baldwin is on this week's Capote in the Swamp.
Oh,
and apparently the actor that played him was fantastic as James Baldwin.
I don't know who it is, but
I don't either.
I'll take a look when I see it.
Again, I was watching Star Wars. I'm very excited, and I finally caught up on Echo, which was really good.
What the fuck is that?
It's really well done. It's a Marvel show, but Sissy's talk because it takes place in Oklahoma. But Marvel did it in conjunction.
I'm already disinterested.
But they did it with Choctaw Native Americans.
Oh,
it's actually I learned even from Oklahoma. I learned a lot, and I looked it up as I was watching. I learned a lot about like Choctaw mythology and things like that. And the show was really well done.
So none of that stuff was ever taught in school, or
no? At the time, I mean, I never learned about. We never learned anything that would be counter
to Christianity. We learned the Cherokee creation myths.
Yeah,
and a lot of Cherokee stories and things like that. That was for a special unit that was at the time, I believe, called. I think at that time it would have been called Native American history.
We learned it was more through like the lens of Trail of Tears and things like that. I mean, I learned from just friends and culture.
Yeah.
But it's much more celebrated now. Like, it's shocking to me that, like, I never went to a powwow or anything like that. Where now, like, I have white friends even in Oklahoma that
go to powwows.
Their native friends will invite them to that kind of stuff.
Remember the Love After Lockup one? Was like, we're going to the powwow.
Yeah.
And bringing their bags.
But they have one on a show and they show the rituals. It's great.
Oh, cool.
Echo was great. All right, everybody. That's it. Poodle's got to go. God, he's going to start wearing sarongs around the house and lighting candles. You're gonna steam your asshole now, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. That's the show. You can go to realitygaze.com. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcast or on Supercast or on Patreon. That's all under RG+. Hey, we're about to start. We're filming some watch-alongs after this, but The Family Chantel is coming, y'all. Are we watching it today?
No.
I think we're
finishing it.
Finishing Happily Ever After today, and then the next time we... Mm-hmm. Ooh, y'all. So, Seeking Sister Wife, a lot of new stuff coming for you in March. Love is Blind. God, y'all are getting a lot of shit right now.
It's a lot of stuff.
And you're in the middle of doing all of this in your show. How you feeling?
We need to watch. We need to watch along so I can have 30 fucking minutes to myself.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you're wanting to find someone to have a baby with, that's you find someone that loves you and loves you back, that you can buy a crib with.
Crib.
Call us.